So let's review. Our shiur began with the Gemara explaining the last halacha in the Mishnah on Daf Membeis and Membeis. Ein ne'oisin hemenu lefi she'inim namuchin. One may not use the oil in the lamp because it was not prepared. The extent of this issue depends. According to Behuda, who is generally more stringent than Mukta, Meiser Hashem et shebener b'shebeka'ara, the leftover oil is usur even after the flame went out. Because of Migud Iskatzor leben Hashmashas, Iskatzor lekuliyayma. Since it was Mukta during the Ben Hashmashas period, it remains Mukta for the entire Shabbos, for it was not prepared before Shabbos. According to Reb Shimon, however, it's Mukta only while the flame is burning. For he may not take from the oil, because removing some oil somewhat diminishes the flame, which constitutes kibui. However, once the flame goes out, it is not muktzah, because it's understood that he intended to use it after the flame went out. After discussing the oil in the ner, whether or not it is muktzah, the next Mishnah goes on to discuss the ner itself, the kli which contains the oil, whether it is muktzah. The Gemara actually cites a braisa in which there are four opinions regarding the ner, of which the Mishnah mentions only two. Let's first review the Mishnah. Metavla ner chadash avalei yashan. One may move a new lamp which was never used, but not an old one. The Braisa will explain that the Tanakhama is Rabbi Yehuda, and the reason for this halacha is muktzah machmas miyas. If it has been used, even once, it becomes oily and thereby repugnant, and people generally will not use it for any other use. In those days, most lamps were kli charis, earthenware, which could not be completely cleaned. As the Gemara later in the Summa differentiates and says that most metals do not absorb, and therefore do not become moist. Now, Rabbi Yehuda is referring even to a lamp that was not used this Shabbos. The Braisa mentioned a second opinion, that of Remeir. Kol haneris metatlan, chutz min haneris shehedlika by b'Shabbos. As Rashi explains, Remeir does not hold of muktzah machmas miyas. Therefore, a lamp that was not used this Shabbos is not muktzah. However, a ner that was used Friday night is muktzah machmas iser. At the time it was burning, one was forbidden to move it. Add to that, migud iskatzor leben hashmashas iskatzor lekuli yoma. Since it was muktzah during Ben Hashmashas, it remains muktzah for the rest of Shabbos. The Gemara later explains that Rabbi Yehuda also agrees with Remeir regarding muktzah machmas iser. Next. The third opinion in the Braisa is the second opinion in the Mishnah, that of Reb Shimon. Kol haneris metatlan chutz min haner hadoilik b'Shabbos. Reb Shimon holds of neither muktzah machmas miyas nor muktzah machmas iser. Therefore, all lamps that are not currently burning are not muktzah. Of course, while they are burning, one may not move it, as Rashi here explains, because he might cause it to go out. Reb Shimon adds, however, kavsa mutal letatla. Once it goes out, it may be moved, because Reb Shimon does not subscribe to the migud iskatzor leben hashmashas iskatzor lekuli yoma. The Braisa introduces a fourth opinion, that of Reb Elazar b'Reb Shimon, that is relevant to both the lamp and the oil. Mistapik min haner hachava. He can take from the oil in a lamp that is about to go out, because that will not affect it to cause it to go out. Umin hashemen hametaftif afil b'shosh haner doilik. He may take oil that dripped out of the lamp even while the lamp is still burning. The Gemara explains. He agrees with his father, Reb Shimon, that it's not muktzah, and he argues with his father in that the lamp and the oil are not muktzah, even while still burning, while Reb Shimon permits it only after it went out. The Gemara then qualifies the opinion of Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon only permits a small lamp, which he expects to go out at some point, and then uses it for something else. Avalhani didn't fish light. But those larger lamps like koi, suka'ar, vashashas, a cup, bowl, or breaker, which can hold a lot of oil, Reb Shimon would agree that you may not move them even after they are extinguished, because since they last a very long time, he never thought that ner would become available on Shabbos. The Gemara uses the discussion of ner to lead into a discussion of hazmana. The fact that a ner chadish may be moved on Shabbos shows that hazmana, designation of an item to be used for an iser, does not make a muktzah. Therefore, amirav, mita shiich de lemois. A bed designated for keeping money, but has not been used yet for money, is mutter to move on Shabbos. So too in the reverse. If the bed was once used for money, but it was not designated for money, it also does not become muktzah. It becomes muktzah only in one of the following situations. If it was both designated and actually once used to put money on it, then it's muktzah even when there is no money on it this Shabbos. Or, if the money is currently on it, or if the money was on it bein hashmashas. The Gemara goes on to quote a braisa that tells us four halachas about a removable wagon wheel, the last of which relates to the issue of migud iskatzor leben hashmashas. All four halachas are based on the concept that the wheel and the wagon are not considered one kli, but two separate kelim. First, ein chibur la. If one becomes tamei, the other one does not become tamei with it. Second, ein nemded desima. The wheel does not count toward the memsa amount that would make the wagon not susceptible to tumah. Third, The wagon wheel does not protect kalim that are protruding from the coach, but on top of the wheel, from tuma in the beis hakvaras. Finally, in geyrin noisa b'shabbos, the wheel may not be dragged on Shabbos if it currently has money on it. The implication of this last halacha is that if it does not currently have money on it, avagav dehavala ben hashmashes, even though it had money on it through ben hashmashes, it would be mutter because of this brisa follows the opinion of Reb Shimon, who does not hold of the concept of Midas Katzoy Lebein HaShmashas. However, that which we learned earlier, that Rav ruled in the case of Mita Shoyilea Mois, Kol Ben HaShmashas, a bed that was used to store money for the entire Ben HaShmashas, becomes Muktzah, is because Rav follows the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. However, Rav agrees, Kedai Hu Reb Shimon Lismach LaBashas HaTchak. We can rely on Reb Shimon in extenuating circumstances, such as moving and extinguishing menorah in times when there were decrees against Jews having lit candles at certain times.